This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio and UN Women UK present a live 24-hour radio show.
24 hours.
Ruin by Cat Power, and we're going to go straight to the phone lines. And do forgive me if I mispronounce the name, Francesco Di Carlo.
Yes, it's perfect.
Did I do right then? You were quiet. I panicked. I panicked. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. No, no, it was a very, very good pronunciation. One of the best since I was in the UK. So well done.
Oh, bueno. Is that good? Bueno, bella. Sorry, no. Forgive me.
I think we're a culture shock. I think we are. Francesco, you are bringing your hit Edinburgh show, Comfort Zone, to the Soho Theatre in May. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it will be at the Soho Theatre 17, 18 and 19 of May. And basically the show is my story, because I had a dream in my life to come to the UK, live in London and become an international comedian. And so it took me so long to make this decision. And as soon as I decided to leave Italy and come to the UK, the UK decided to leave Europe. Basically in the same moment.
It's a good sign for you.
Yeah, it's like when you have to create... it was my plan B, and then I have my plan C. So it's... I'm outside of my comfort zone. And when you are outside of your comfort zone, it's a good moment to change your ideas and grow up. And so it's sharing this experience with all the people who will come to the Soho Theatre. And I had a great time at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, so it's I'm very excited about it.
Fantastic. Yeah, what did you think of Edinburgh Fringe? Because it's manic, isn't it, for a month?
Yeah, it's the most demanding thing I ever done in my life. Like, it's very, very tiring. It's like 26 shows in a run.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. It's
so where I learned the meaning of the word demanding, because everybody was saying, yeah, it's very demanding, it's very demanding. So what does it mean? And then I realized what demanding means, because it's very, very tiring, but it's a great moment. It's the biggest festival in the world, so you meet people and comedians from all over the world, and you can share your ideas. It's so good. It's like, I think it's the best art festival in the world, so I will suggest to everybody to take a look.
Can I ask, how do you deal with the heckling at this? Because my friend did it and he absolutely was crazy.
I would hate it.
Later on when they've had a few drinks, it gets a bit rowdy.
Yeah, I remember the weekends are the most dangerous, because the first time I had this experience at the Fringe Festival was in 2014, and my slot was very late. It was like 10 to 11 in the evening. So was the worst moment, because most of the people were drunk or sleeping.
That's so a shock. But maybe they're laughing when they shouldn't laugh. It makes it more fun.
Yeah.
So it's heckling was very, very hard at the time, because especially in the Fridays or Saturday, as you know, people tend to, you know, have fun and have beers, basically. And so it was a very, very good experience from this point of view.
Oh, well, look, Francesco De Carlo, thank you. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. But thank you for talking to us today. I really appreciate it. And have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we're going to leave you guys with the Sugar Babes, Holding the Head. We'll be back in a few minutes.
7 hours since you went away. 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. 7 hours since you closed the door. Started to die, you got a manicure. Erase your number from my telephone. And if you call me, I won't be at home. Why don't you cry for the guy? Say goodbye, run away. Why don't you cry for the guy? Say goodbye. on, I'm begging to reverse my brain. Ooh, but you miss me like a hole in the head, because I do, boy, and it's cool, boy. And ooh, but you never thought I'd get out of bed, because of you, boy, such a fool, boy. Through it, over it, having it, crazy shit, I'm feeling this until I quit. No more, no more, I'm through with it, not having it, just crazy shit, not feeling it.
I don't have enough fingers to lift the knots.
Oh, that sounds rude.
Welcome back. This is the 24-hour live marathon show. I don't know how many hours into this I am right now. I really don't. I haven't slept.
I'm going to say 20. I think you've been in for 20
18,
hours.
I think.
19 hours.
But what do you think of when you got here, though? Because you had the day before. You've been awake for probably longer.
You look really good for being awake that long. I can't believe it. You look better than us.
Yeah, you do. You look better than me.
Well, thank you. I shall take that compliment and take it with me for a long, long journey.
I'm knackered.
You look
like you've been up
48
hours.
I've just got off of a plane.
Yeah.
I've been flying for 30 hours.
Can I just say, we've got Joey Page, Mark Simmons and Sean Walsh. Welcome, boys.
Hello.
All right.
How are you?
All right, yeah.
Really tired, as I say.
You're tired.
I've had, you know, when you've had too much sleep.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you can actually get out of this studio.
He's rubbing it.
Actually,
talk about rubbing it in.
Like you can go.
And what plane have you come off? Where have you been?
I've been in Australia.
No.
So I came straight here. I didn't, but I had a little sleep.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But you could get out. Just all go.
I didn't get up to about 10.
Oh, Mark, how much sleep have you had?
Right, no, I've had. I've only had about 8 hours.
Only 8 hours, you're right.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
Literally dead to me.
All of you.
Australia,
I can't
at one,
that.
I might go back to bed.
I hate you. Oh my God, that is low. That is a low, low blow. So we've, discovered you've all had quite a lot of sleep.
Mm.
For our viewers our listeners, that thinking, who are these three strapping young lads?
That's what I'm thinking.
We just work here.
The cleaners have walked in. First of all, Joey Page, tell me a little bit about yourself. Apart from Australia and apart from that you've had sleep.
I've probably done more shows at this station than any other human being, and I don't know if that means that I should be locked up or get an award, but neither have happened.
Well, yet. And I don't have an award.
No, fine. and what else? This is the first marathon of anything I've ever done.
So
I
reckon.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You've done well.
Yeah, you don't have a number or anything like that, because normally, you know, when you do marathons, you should have a little number pinned.
I do. It's 0782.
And Sean, lovely to see you again. How are you?
You too. I'm
apart
good.
From being shattered.
Very tired. Doing my solo show in London. So I did that last night. I got that again tonight. So that's what I'm doing. I'm a comedian. For anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, debatable. Because you asked, really.
And presenter of the news-ish and filmish radio shows here at FUBAR.
Oh,
that's all I do. Sean forgets to plug our show, so I just do it.
We do it, to be honest.
Yeah. And that's a weekly show, am I correct?
Filmish is fortnightly.
Can I say?
Because I always look at you whenever I'm on the radio. I look at you. I feel uncomfortable not looking at you.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, like a nervous.
Look at him. It's nicer to look at someone when you talk.
Can I say their show is one of the only shows that I don't bother listening to on the station.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good.
Why?
I'm joking. I don't listen to anyone.
Don't listen to mine.
Don't do it.
So how do you three know each other? Are you on the comedy circuit scene?
Yeah, we all started around the same time, I suppose, didn't we?
I first saw Joey in a... Do you remember Funny Farm in Hove?
Oh, yeah.
And you had a routine about pens.
Yeah, still got that.
11 years ago, so...
Sometimes you might pull a bit of old gold out, won't you?
I saw you in Hove for the first time as well.
Did you?
There you go.
Top Banana.
All comedians, when they start...
Yeah.
When all comedians, when they start, they have to come and see me in Hove. That's how it works.
That sounds a little bit wrong. That sounds a little bit dark.
I love Hove.
I was living there then, but that's probably why I gigged there a lot. I don't know.
Oh, well, that might explain it.
Right, yeah. Oh. That's my team.
We all love... And we've all become friends outside of comedy... Haven't we?
Have we, boys? Like you've never met each other.
I feel really bad because, like, we always say, "Oh, we'll meet up," and then we don't. And it's
are you that friend?
Well, that's just because
he's on telly a lot, though, isn't he? So he's busy.
Well, I'm on Dave a lot.
Oh, Dave.
We all
really like wrestling as well. That's what I was going to say.
Oh yeah, that's
Sean doesn't admit to that very often.
Do you? You all like wrestling?
Yeah, we're like just with each other.
It's all nervous laughter.
Just imagined
us
wrestling in our
band.
That would be quite a moment.
Loads of comedians do like wrestling, though. It's quite.
But we've come in here to pitch. Thing. This is just a live pitch for a new show.
Let's do it. Let's hear your pitch. Go on, boys.
Go on, then, Joe.
Hey, Mark, you've got to do it. You do the official stuff.
Don't look at me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you want to do a wrestling show?
No, wrestling's coming back. ITV having. You remember Giant?
I think that might be.
Yeah, Duncan.
They're all coming back.
Do you know that?
Yeah, Duncan, if he's listening. But wrestling is coming back.
Yeah, they did a pilot for it. I don't know if it was going to go ahead or not.
Apparently.
Did you watch it?
Apparently so. No,
did you used to watch it?
I loved that when I was little growing up.
Big Daddy.
Giant haystack.
There you go.
They used to throw them over. It was all set up, but I thought it was real.
It is real. They put their bodies through it, don't they?
Yeah, but they've got the divas now on them.
You can't call them that anymore.
Oh, can you not?
No. They're lady wrestlers.
But the show...
There's Total Divas.
Total Divas, I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is a good show.
Yeah. So
have you watched Total Divas?
I like the wrestling.
No,
I really like it.
I like it too.
I've just been in Australia, and my fiance was doing a show out there about women's issues through the medium of women's wrestling. So what it was like her and her mate.
That's amazing.
Right, what they did was they like would talk about different types of women. So like,
like a yoga sort of mum
versus like someone who goes out and gets hammered all the time, and then they would become those two characters, and then they would have an actual wrestling match, and then when that match was finished,
you see your fiance wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I salute you.
What woman are you? What category? What are all the categories?
Oh, well, they only did six categories. It was those two, and then it was a dominatrix and a schoolgirl, and then Donald Trump and Meryl Streep. And I'm aware one of them's a man, but that was the main event. And Donald Trump at Meryl Streep for a table.
Wow, that is one hell of an emotional evening for you.
It sounds weird. It sounds like you had a few drinks to do that, yeah?
They're very professional. They did 6 months of training, and like one of the girls in the first match broke her nose.
Hang on, how many girls are doing this?
Just two, Yanina and her mate. So they did all the different matches, but dressed as different characters. So they did three matches.
Really cool. That's like a celebrity death match.
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
Was there a ring?
They made a ring out of, you know, they got some mats, and then you know the bollards for like queuing up outside of a nightclub. But when they do it in London, they're gonna have a proper ring. But for that, they just They just got some bollards.
Yeah. That does sound brilliant. When are they doing it in London?
I don't think they've organised. They've just got back as well.
They've just got to get the mats ready and the bollards. And
just got
a
job done.
If anyone's got any bollards...
Do you mean those
hashtag
blue
Heath Fisher?
Do you mean those
crash mats?
Blue mats?
No, like proper ones that they do the wrestling training on. I don't.
Like crash mats.
Yeah, but not like.
But thin ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember the blue mats from PE?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate them.
I always used to. I couldn't ever. Is this, I'm letting you know something now. I've done a forward roll. I could never do it.
Oh, really?
And I always,
that's because you're tall and lanky.
But how did you not, though?
All right, chill out. But no, I'd always put it, whenever it was gymnastics, I'd always like a find a reason not to do it.
Anyone
but,
could do a forward roll. Yeah. I'll teach you after.
But
honestly,
I'm really into sport.
I don't think
anything,
I could anymore.
I got a scare. I think I might have hurt myself once when I did it when I was a kid. I think it just I've got a fear of it now. I can't do the roly poly. Yeah. It's too old.
I can't even touch my toes though anymore. Like,
yes,
I'm really, I've got such tight hamstrings.
I mean, I say like I know.
No, look,
I've seen you.
I've seen it.
It makes great radio, but have a look at this.
Genuinely as far as I can go.
It's really quite
darling,
radio.
You won't be very good at wrestling then.
It's really bad. No.
So I wouldn't want to be a manager, couldn't you? You'd be a manager.
You'd be the manager wrestler.
Yeah, no, because. And that's how my missus got into it, because.
That's how I met my missus.
No, because she knows I really like wrestling. She got me a wrestling lesson for my birthday, and we did it together. And I hated it. It hurt so much because she used to be a dancer. She was really good at it, so she carried on, and I just stopped.
Did she? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all got a bit of a crush on your fiance.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
would she take it up, like try and do it properly?
What?
What, when he was touching his toes?
Would she do a proper wrestling match?
Well, maybe. I think she's like going to go to this thing every Saturday, like, and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Like this little company that does it in Islington or something.
Do you know what? We'll come back to you on that one. Lizzie, come on, we've got to say our farewells.
I've got to say goodbye.
Oh.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Stay awake. I'm going to bring up some drink for you. I think a little one to keep going. Not for you guys, because you look like you had enough last night.
What is that?
I didn't.
That's how I look.
We're going to...
Is that your normal look?
We're going to go to a quick song, Cigarette by Ray. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you, Lizzie.
And thank you, guys. Keep listening. Keep going, Rach.
Come and get a run. Come and get a run now, now. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. I can take you higher than la la la. I'm bad for your love, but I'm your cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. All up on my body, boy, go down, down. I'm bad for your love, but I'm your cigarette. So go on and smoke that shit, baby. I know that you know I'm your favorite. Think she's what you want, but she ain't it. Watching on my waistline, trying to touch my waistline. No, I like to take down with it. Tell me you can look away, I get it. Do I need you when it's short? Not really. So you might never get to see me naked. No, no, no. Bad for you, love, that is what the deal is. Can't get enough of this. Said you're trying to hit and quit, but you need me like a cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. I can take you higher than la, la, la. I'm bad for you, love, but I'm your cigarette. And I am, but I'm your cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. All up on my body, boy, go down, down. Tell everybody on mine, don't keep that shit secret. No, no, baby, love it when I do that. I know you're too pretty to be rolling solo. If you like it, you could take a photo. Don't quit. I know you want me like a bad habit. I'm your nicotine and you're the addict. All yours. Ooh. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. I can take you higher than la, la, la. I'm bad for your love, but I'm your cigarette. So baby, come and get it. Everything where you want, cock it up on the thing where you want. Drive by and you don't know my style. Ride out, come me down, let me shy. Just land the big jet on the runway, boy. Love you know it's sex from a distance, boy. Big things I go on first class, we a fly. Fly, fly, fly. Let me a boy, no. Money have to run, have to pile up. Drop it one time, let me climb up. Things have to run till the morning. I don't know my thing.
Baby, come and get it right, come and get it right.
Do you know what I love? I love the fact that I was, you know, doing my countdown, letting people know. It's like I'm not here.
You said 25 seconds.
I said 10.
No,
no.
I didn't realise.
That's all right.
Sorry, I did actually hear that.
I didn't hear it.
Wrong.
I heard it.
Are we on there now?
Yes, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, right, cool.
Oh, we're just knackered, that's all. Sorry.
Done 25 minutes.
Sorry. Dead to me. I'm going to just sing my praise. Is that
Ziz.
A sentence?
So can you tell
you
us,
just one praise.
Can you just, and remind the listeners, but also tell us what's going on? What's all this in the
Tell Sean
of?
Why is it?
Why am I here?
It's a good question.
Why aren't I at home?
It's a story we've been asking ourselves for ages. Long story short, in November I worked with the UN and they told me about the He for She campaign, which I really believed a lot in, and I know they need to raise awareness. So I approached them and said, if I come up with an idea to raise money and raise awareness, can we work together? And they said yes, and I was like, oh sheen, I'm gonna have to come up with an idea. So I have done a lot of, like, I'm a motorsport presenter, so I've done a lot of 24-hour races. I've covered a lot, and so I thought about doing a 24-hour radio show. I approached FUBAR and I find myself balls deep in a 24-hour radio show.
In being awake.
Who's been the worst guest you've had on so far in this 24 hours?
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Does someone speak to mine, though?
Definitely. You can tell.
Yeah.
No, I've had a few surreal moments. Like I said, it's odd when you're here from like 1 a.m. till 6, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Dark out there. You feel like the world's gone and you're the last man standing, and this is your way of the last man standing, is just here. But I feel all right, oddly. I don't feel that tired.
And you've not got that long left.
No.
Now.
How long?
I'm like 4 hours.
5 o'clock.
Oh, you'd be fine.
Yeah. You sound like she was dying.
Please tell me I'm not.
That,
please.
That's what this is about. God.
You're all here today to... be with me until the end.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute,
isn't it?
It's adorable. That's all right. Anytime. So we are. So yeah, the He for She campaign is basically instead of, there's a lot of campaigns that, you know, women think they're better than men or men think they're better than women. A He for She campaign is basically we need to work together to make a change. So that's the campaign. Hence why we've got men and women all here. You guys are the men.
Yeah.
In case you were surprised.
Okay. Cool,
it's
no,
good.
Happy with that.
Good.
I'm happy to be
here. So you're happy to be here as well now?
Yes.
Seeing as you were a bit shocked, like, why am I here? Why
I'm very happy to be here.
That's just how Sean goes through life.
Yeah. I mean, the Hammersmith and City line was down, so I had to do two changes on the tube. Just saying.
That's nightmare. Commitment.
Just saying. There you go.
That's commitment to the cause.
You don't know what's going on out there. You haven't been out, you're not relevant to the streets. You've not been out for ages.
Exactly.
You're in the comfort of a studio. No, no, you're born. Well, maybe a little bit. So how long have you guys all known each other? Tell me about yourselves. Please.
Who's been going the longest out of us? Me.
Who's been going the longest?
I've been doing
He sounds really happy about that.
11 years.
Wow.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've been going 11 years.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
All right. So, and how long have you been going, Mark?
What are we in now?
Yeah. Oh, 2018.
Yeah, it must
come
be
on, guys.
Yeah, it's got to be about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've known each other 11 years. There you go.
I'm glad you'll discuss that as well.
Yeah. At length. We're really trying to string this out for you.
That's
come on, guys. We don't want to have the worst ratings of the whole 24 hours.
Yes.
No,
you know what that secret is as well? They're trying to work out which FUBAR presenters to fire by where the ratings dip off in this 24-hour marathon.
So that's all in one go.
Can you imagine? It's a bit like a battle royale type game. I mean, we're not going to all kill each other.
But if we do get the highest, then us three are going to do the breakfast show every day forever.
Who does the breakfast
show? There isn't one.
There isn't one?
No. Oh. Too lazy.
Okay.
Can you imagine all that? Get up early.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Natalie doesn't want to come in at before like 10 a.m.
No.
There's no breakfast show.
There's nothing here. Let's talk about your favourite comedians. I like talking about things like this. Who'd you say? Who's influenced you?
Oh,
don't say anyone in this room.
No.
Yeah, let's have an amnesty on that, guys.
Be embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think currently my favourite... Well, actually, Lee Mack has always been...
Good choice.
But he wasn't like when I was younger. So as like modern comedians, I think he's the best on TV. Like sharpest, I think.
Mm.
There you go.
How do you feel about that? That's fine. That's your opinion. That's absolutely fine.
Are you all getting a bit offended now as well?
No.
Actually, is this a?
No.
Who do you like, Sean? Who's your favourite comedian right now?
Right. What? Well, Dylan Moran.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just always has.
What'd you call me?
Really? What?
Moran.
Dylan Moran. Oh God. Oh dear.
Jealousy is happening now.
Showing. No. Yeah. No. You.
Probably Harry Hill. Or Stuart Lee.
Are you just saying that because you're mate now?
No. Or Stuart Lee.
Or Stuart Lee. Oh, you're so cool.
No. Actually.
It's alternative.
No. He's not actually the nicest guy in the world, Stuart Lee. But he's very good.
He's always been nice to me.
Not to me, hasn't
he? Do you want to tell us what he's done?
No, just he's just a bit cold. He doesn't really like to have a chat. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Where were you trying to have a chat with
him? After a gig that we'd both done. I think that's fair enough.
Was he on stage at the time?
Was he in the loo?
No, he saw me.
I followed him, and we was right outside his front door.
he saw me years ago. This gig called The Boat. It's on the, what's that gig? The Tata Shield? What's that?
Tata Shield Arms.
Castle.
Yeah, Castle.
Right. Boats on the Thames. And
it doesn't move anywhere. That'd be a health and safety nightmare.
Yeah. And I was absolutely dying. Right.
Yeah.
And especially when I used to die, I don't know, so much now I don't think it happens, but do you have this? You get so scared that you walk backwards. Do you have that?
But you've told me this.
So that's
before.
This
on stage.
If I'm dying, I have to get further away. Yeah, I don't
just backing out of the gig.
I think Sean's had a bad one. Why? He's walking down the stairs backwards. Look at him run for the tube. He looks mental. But yeah, so I would get really nervous and have to get away from the crowd until I'd end up with my sort of back to the wall, right? But what happened is on the boat, it's a red curtain. That's all it is. And I was so nervous that I stepped on the curtain and pulled the curtain down to reveal Stuart Lee and John Richardson just sat there and then spent the next, 5 minutes at this set. Well, I wasn't skilled enough at the time to handle that or to find the funny in that, because obviously that's hilarious. But yeah. I was just, all I thought is, oh my God, I've brought that in the curtain. So spent the last 5 minutes just putting a curtain up and at the end went, good night. That was it.
What did Stuart Lee say to you about that?
He said something like, I went, oh yeah, you know, that went really badly. And he went, yeah, no, I could sort of see by the way that you were doing it that it sort of usually worked.
That's a really good impression, actually.
Yeah, no, I do impressions.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so there you go.
Story.
For people, that's a true story, a good story, a moving story. For people wanting to get into comedy, what advice would you give?
There's so many of us.
Stop. No more competition. No more. But what advice would you give?
Just do YouTube videos and don't worry about gigs. Screw gigs. Don't worry even about getting good at comedy. It doesn't matter anymore. Just do some clips.
It's over.
It go viral. You'll be fine.
That's it.
I sound really jaded, but that just seemed to be how it works, yeah. Does it?
Just be different for a change. That's what.
You're very different.
Yeah, I know. That's my advice. Like, I think that gets you places, even if you're not that good.
And then I moved to less different.
What do you mean you started different?
I started weirder, didn't I? When I was trying to be really surreal, a bit more like you.
Actually, he was like Noel Fielding when he started, which is what you were like.
Oh, that would.
But neither of us quite like Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding.
Huh?
Neither of us are like that.
No,
I mean,
not
I'm
at
still
all.
Weird, but in a different way.
What I did was I was performing like Noel, but my material was like one-liners.
Yeah, so
I was
weird.
Going too quick.
That's mental.
And people needed to think about the punchline, but I'd move on to the next bit because I was being all weird and like...
He would do like zigzags of his arms.
Really?
Yeah, I really like Noel Fielding.
I love Noel Fielding.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
big
Noel.
Legend.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do just
be weird. That's your advice.
Yeah, well, that's
no. I would just say be different because there's so many people. There's no point in having any more of what there's already loads of.
Be yourself. That's always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Good advice. Yeah.
Be yourself.
I like that one.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
Write a lot. You should try
a lot of writing.
The time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of writing.
Yeah.
Get good at driving.
Work hard.
Get your license.
Get good at driving.
Pack lunches.
Don't. If you go to Edinburgh, just don't. Get shit-faced every night and go to the loft bar every single night and do 10 Jager bombs every night. throughout your 20s.
Sean and I.
Because you will get a bad reputation and you will say things that you don't mean, and most people will think you're a cock, and then that will really affect your career in a bad way.
So you've heard.
Apparently.
Yeah. So someone once told me.
Sean and I.
That's made a lot of sense to me all of a sudden.
Sean and I did a double act a couple of years ago in Edinburgh, and he was doing a solo show as well. And he said to me before, he said, it's quite an early start show. And he said, right, Mark, I'm not drinking at all. Not drinking at all this fringe. I'm taking it seriously. I want our double act to be great. And then the next day I got a text going, I ain't coming. But when we organised doing it, I brought all of my solo stuff with me because I knew that would happen.
Really?
So I reckon I did about half on my own and half with you, didn't we?
Easily. I pulled half of the double act shows because they're in the afternoon.
And that's what we're talking about when you say he's one of those mates who will be like, yeah, I'll organise to meet you. Even when he's paid to go into a brochure that says he's doing a show at that time. He still might not
He'll
turn up.
There was sometimes there was a black curtain. There was like, so there was a bit in the show because it's free fringe, small venue. There's a little black curtain back. So sorry, let me explain this. We're there on stage. Behind us is a wall, but in the corner behind us is a sort of curtain that's covering up essentially a sort of cupboard space.
And then you pulled it down, and inside was Stuart Lee, John Richardson.
But I would like, I had a bit where I'd go into that cupboard space and I was so hungover that I would sort of do the show and then I would just go into that cupboard space. He'd have like sort of what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I'd be asleep. I'd literally just be asleep.
I did that.
Just getting like 2 minutes sleep, coming back out.
Is there a few times that you left me up then? I thought you were just doing it to mess with me.
No.
It's totally recharging
out cold.
So if you want to nip behind the sign, have 2 minutes sleep, we could cover for you. Or Mark could. He knows what he's doing now.
I could do that.
Maybe we should all do that. Just leave Mark on for 2 minutes on his own.
I had to cover a radio show once because Sean got the...
He let you down again. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Sean got the shits on the way to the show.
I had to get off the tube at King's Cross and run into the King's Cross St Pancras Hotel, the very posh hotel.
Because you like to go to the good toilets.
I can't go into normal public toilets.
And what was the text you sent me? It was a 5-star hotel, but when you left, it was a 2. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
There you go. It's a good joke, though. Very good.
Very nice.
Like, it wasn't really a joke at all.
No.
No.
And he had to present it on his own. It was an abomination.
What episode number was that? I might listen back to that.
I got into it after a little while, but I was out of my depth.
It's hard on your own, isn't it?
I was out of my depth, yeah.
It's hard on your own.
Because he sort of leads it, and I chip in. So I wasn't prepared.
There you go.
Wasn't prepared at all. Let's talk about feminism. Let's talk about your favourite female comedians. We've had a lot of comedians on throughout this long 24-hour almost show.
Oh, yeah.
And some comedians who are female get annoyed by being called female comedians. So you guys don't get called male comedians. You just get called comedians. But...
Because we're the best. Someone's got to say it. Come
someone's
on.
Play,
guys,
man.
Finally, exactly.
He for she, but men are better. Who are your favourite female comedians?
Zoe Lyons springs to mind. She's the best live comedian.
Who happens to be female?
Female, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, she's
absolutely
have you
seen amazing.
Her?
You know?
She's brilliant. Yeah. Like, she's just
phenomenal.
Safest pair of hands. Like, just really, really good.
So funny. I like that in real life as well. This sort of the gap between who Zoe is, you know, off stage and on stage is so short, and that's always my favourite thing is when someone
and she's always
there's
got,
no transition,
and she's always got a new bit that is just really good, like that she says, oh, I've got this new bit I'm going to be doing, and it's always really solid.
Yeah.
So she's always turning over a lot of material, I think.
Is there more, you know, is the comedy world more male dominated, would you say?
Yeah. And
there's more.
Lovely, next question.
No, but it's like, obviously, because that's who got into it. Like, white males, the people that got into it first because of, obviously, how, like, the industry, I guess, was started and who was at the top of making all the decisions for such a long time. But now, obviously, there's a lot more diversity, but it's also, it just is going to take a long time to get it even just because white males have been doing comedy for probably about 100 years, whereas females, I don't know exactly who the first female comedian was, but probably a lot later than that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but also I think, you know, like, it's also now becoming a slight struggle for us guys in a way, because it's like people will go, oh, you're not getting given like an opportunity, because we need to equal it out, so much so that it'll be like, they'll be like, because you're a white male, maybe you do get overlooked. And it should just be like, eventually it will get to the point where everybody is just judged on what they're doing, not trying to tick a box of have we got enough women or have we got enough. But it needs to be like that at the minute, because yeah, it's like super unbalanced. But I can't wait for it to get balanced so that it can just be like, right, who's the best at this? Do you know what I mean?
How long do you think that will take for it to be?
Oh, ages. Balanced. Probably about easily another 10 years, I would say.
I thought you were going to work it out perfectly then.
Yeah.
I'd say about 10 years, 5 months.
It'll be the 15th of June, 2028.
Ish.
Yeah.
How
about 2 o'clock.
Then,
Joe? Huh?
How old will you be then?
Oh, I'll have given up by then. No. Well, how old am I now? 33. I'll be like 43. There'll be plenty of room for me, Joe, then.
Plenty of room.
My favourite is probably... there's a girl called Lucy Pearman who's really weird. Have you ever seen her? She does the cabbage.
No, I don't know her.
She
does the cabbage.
She's a cabbage.
She's great.
She's a cabbage girl.
I love Lucy. I know Lucy.
And
well, she's brilliant.
No, yeah. What's the cabbage?
Extremely thing? Surreal, but yeah, it's what she's really like.
She goes on, yeah, as a cabbage.
She goes on as an egg.
She goes on
last
as an egg.
Year she went on as an egg. I think, yeah, this year she wants,
really,
to go on as a potato.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Is this actually happening?
Yeah. Josie Long. I really like Josie. I think she's brilliant. There's loads of people. Oh, who's Sarah Keyworth? Have you googled her?
No.
Oh,
no,
she's great. Yeah. She'll be... you'll know who she is soon. She'll be doing tour supports and stuff, I reckon, soon.
All right.
Keep an eye out.
She'll be doing tour supports?
I think... Well, because that's like... The next just step. Seems where she's going.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. Is that it? Is that
no?
That's
but
her limit. She'd give me doing tours.
No,
before,
but
so
then
no,
but then she'll
off.
Be on your radar because you just mainly do tours.
Right,
is what
right,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Amazing. Right, no, just fade off. Just go. To
who's
the
your favourite, yeah, lady comedian then?
Well, I don't know. I'd always go for like the obvious old school ones, like Victoria Wood, French and Saunders,
Joe Brand.
It's like Joe Bohr.
Joe Ball. Hello, Joe. Yeah, Joe Brand. I love Joe, and she's a great woman as well. Like, as in off stage,
yeah,
extremely funny.
I like Ellen DeGeneres. Her work when she first started out was brilliant. Her stand up, she was very good. There you go, boys.
I don't think I've ever really watched her.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Seen her,
I don't watch
show.
A lot of American stand
up. I don't watch stand up
like
at all.
American humour. No offence. No.
That's right.
Why I like I like American sports presenters. No, I'm joking.
Boom.
Why don't you watch American
States.
Stuff?
Why don't I?
That's because that's the trend now. Is you speak to anyone in the green room, it's like, have you seen
Bill Burr's
special? And I love Bill Burr, but it's like an obsession.
It used to be Louis C.K.
But like, that's all comedians talk about is American stand-up.
The only one I like, and he's Canadian anyway, is not the only one I like, but the only one that I've like really paid a lot of attention
like
to.
Is
Mitch Hedberg.
I like the French comedian.
No, Mitch Hedberg's the only one I've ever really paid any attention to, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, he's great. War's great.
So,
would you say then, like, to go back to what you mentioned there about your being a YouTube, do you think putting footage out on YouTube, becoming a YouTuber, is maybe the way into comedy?
Seems so.
I think some people
do. Is that the way it is at the
moment?
Who
knows?
Like, you get YouTube people that have never done any gigs on the circuit and they're selling out their shows in Edinburgh.
Is that all to do with like your social media followings and all of that?
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do any of that.
No.
You're too old.
We are kind of like a lost generation for that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like we just... Yeah,
we're just outside it.
I missed it, and maybe if you feel like that as well, maybe it is a thing, a part of us that we just sort of missed it, and we're lost in between. Like, we're still going, should we be doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Occasionally, we'll do a video.
Exactly, yes.
And then we go, it's like 6 months later, I should probably do another video.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'd post a video and then go, I feel ridiculous.
Yeah.
I feel so stupid when I've like, tried to post a photo.
These other guys, they just put everything out they think of, and that just gets this.
And it's confidence as well. Yeah. You know, younger people are going to be, they're going to have grown up being in front of the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
That's normal. Mm. They're in front of the camera on their phone, they're in front of the camera on the laptop and the iPad. And so there's no, I don't know if they have to sort of get past that, or they have to sort of jump that leap.
But I think
that we had to like get on stage was crazy to be in front of people. But now it's you know they talk about the world as a stage, but the social media has made it.
My bugbear is the term influencer.
What's that?
Exactly. I love you guys. You literally don't. You are the influencer.
No, I don't. I genuinely don't.
I think it's that's what happens if you saw me in Hove. Then I would have influenced you.
To not do stuff about pens. So
where are they? What is this thing with pens? You mentioned it.
Yeah. No, what is it doing? That's a pen,
wasn't it?
No, it was pencils, wasn't it?
Oh, was it pencils?
So basically, it was just that they both. I'd get two of the same colour pencil and they'd have a chat and it'd be like, oh, we've got the same colour jumper on again. And it'd just be like that for ages. They'd just be having a chat. You've got to see it live, guys.
And you
speaking
do
of
this
which,
no. Professionally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People come from miles.
But no, I think as well, like the age that I am and where I, like what I grew up on as well, I think there wasn't really loads of comedians about when I was young. Like there was a few on the telly, but not many.
There was like and Jack D, Lee Evans. Mm. No. Lee Hurst, Frank Skinner. It was like,
but
that's what it felt
like. I feel like it's for us, like musicians was like the thing that I looked up to, and the idea is that they would go and write an album or make an album and they'd spend ages writing and stuff like that. So if I've got any spare time, I put it into making something that I'm going to do on stage, not making something I'm going to put on a phone. It seems writing a tweet seems like a waste of time to me, but I have to do it to try and keep up with everyone. It's a bit weird.
What, so do you try and think of funny tweets?
No, but I'm just saying, why would I even spend my time like putting all this content out? When I'd rather just be actually writing my show.
That's
how I feel.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably wrong.
Same.
Now.
It's
probably a bit outdated.
Yeah, it is, because you do probably... Well, I know as a presenter, when I go for certain job interviews, it does come down to like my following on social media and all that. Bollocks.
Yeah.
But it does. And so it is all about... That's what like the whole... you know, I lose work sometimes to influencers, which are people that have maybe 300,000 followers that...
Can't present.
Oh, so that's what it is.
Yes, yeah. So, they might do fitness or beauty, but they're not an actual fitness person. It's just.
So you're not professional. So you get to a certain amount of followers.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you just like something and post about that all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah. We're all going to end up really bitter and depressed.
It's interesting. No, it's not. It's just interesting.
It's
and you just have to accept it. And it
would.
You know, it'll. No, but it's just part of the. Process. This is, you know, we're in this bit in between going, oh God, I don't know who I am. Should I be doing this video? Should I be doing this tweet? I don't feel comfortable doing it. The generation before us would have been going through a similar thing, but with something else that we don't know. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it will just carry on forever. It's just part of it. You have to accept it.
We are a bit like our generation is, we can't look at a phone and do something at the same time. Whereas I think because they'll have grown up with phones from the age of like 2 or 3 years old, they'll be like doing a post whilst having a deep conversation over this side and then doing something else over there. Whereas I have to stop chatting to you guys if I want to send a text. Do you know what I mean?
My friend, at least I could walk and text.
Yeah.
I can dodge people. My friend has to stop to text and I just get furious.
It's like an evolution. Like my dad, even to read a text, it'll be like he's falling in love with his phone, because he'll just get it and he'll be like, because he just can't, like he'll just stare intensely at it
thing.
To try. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, take their time.
So it's probably like the evolution of man, but in phones and technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking, then walking, then talking, then.
But I don't see, like, you know, it's all about longevity, isn't it, in the industry? And I don't see how, you know, if they get work by followers and surely they're not going to be around in, like, the next 10 years because they're not actually doing anything.
Mm. But if they get the work that we don't, won't be around because we've got no money. We've had to go and work in Starbucks.
One thing that I have learnt in 11 years of doing this is I waste absolutely no time whatsoever thinking about what is going to happen to
true.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's just the
you
most
just it,
pointless thing. Who, you know, what? Where's the industry going to go? Who? What's going to happen to him and her? Who cares? You don't know. Forget about it and carry on. Go and get some chips.
Drop your mic. Boom.
True. There is a mic here you can actually drop.
Yeah, you could. You could have made that moment.
I should
yours.
Have done.
Could have done.
There you go.
But it's very, very true. You'll go like, there we go. Job done. Work. So what are you all working on at the moment? I'll go with you first, Squire.
I am writing my new Edinburgh show for August, which I think we all got, aren't we?
Mine's done, mate.
Yours is written. Oh, I'm really jealous.
How important is it going to Edinburgh as a
comedian? Who knows?
more important to do YouTube videos, as we've established.
Yes, come on, this is what
a waste of time.
Some people go to Edinburgh and they'll get just have a really good Edinburgh, have a big break, and that'll be them sorted. But that doesn't happen for many. And then once you've been going a few years, for me, I look at it that it just makes the more stuff I write, the better my club set will be, and the more good jokes I've got to use. That's how I kind of look at it.
Well, you'll just become a better comedian.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that.
Like
and who wants that?
Everyone.
I've done 3-hour shows now, and I find that if something happens in the room, usually I've got a gag or something to do with whatever.
You're
happening.
Brilliant at that. You're better than sort of anyone that comes to mind that I've seen at something happening in the room. As a one-liner comic, he's got the one line for the thing that's happened.
Usually.
It's absolutely brilliant.
And if not, I can blag.
It's like a mechanic.
More sort of. Stick to your script, mate.
Well, sort of more in the moment. Improvisational shit, yeah. Inspired. So.
Sean, what are you working on at the moment?
Same, Edinburgh show. Yeah. I've got Romesh Ranganathan's sitcom coming up on Sky and series 2 of Jack D and Pete Sinclair's Bad Move on ITV, and then obviously writing all my own stuff that will never get made. But you do it, you just do it because it's fun.
Yeah. And Joey? Joey, you're not like you're shooting like taking yourself out.
Are you alright, mate?
No, I'm just going back. So badly I'm moving further and further back to the back. No, I just thought I could lean on this wall, so I just went for that for a bit, but then I couldn't reach the mic. Hey, look. I'm basically I'm in the position I was on the plane, you know, it's slightly reclined but not quite.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a horrible position. Horrible. What are you working on?
I'm doing a show at the Vought Festival in Waterloo tomorrow night at 9:30.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah?
That place?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have a great time.
Yeah, as long as some people come.
Well, hopefully they should.
Yeah, that's on at 9:30 tomorrow night. It's a show I just got nominated for an award with it in Australia.
Did you?
Yeah.
What award was that?
Best comedy at Perth Fringe.
Oh, Perth. Oh,
all right.
It's an award.
It's the third biggest something in the somewhere.
Oh, that's good, though. Congratulations. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
I remember when I was nominated for the Edinburgh Award.
Yeah. And the Edinburgh one. That's a big
really
one, isn't
good.
It?
And then what my friend did, my best friend sent me, he sent me an article that said, like, Sean Walsh nominated for the Edinburgh Award. And I read it, and the whole article was about how I shouldn't have been nominated, and he hadn't read it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. So my sort of buzz lasted about 20 seconds, and when my name was announced on the sort of awards ceremony, I was practically booed. You go, if you're there,
what?
James A. Custer's nominated every year, everyone goes crazy.
Why?
James A. It's just because of me, it's off the curb, it's not cool, yeah, I'm not trending. So you go, I'm sure Walsh, and everyone went...
Horrible.
That is horrible.
It was absolutely one of the
worst. It's not your fault that you're good enough to be above the curve.
It was horrible. It was like, it's bullying, but just by the form of not.
That was a really good show that year. Was it your most enjoyable show you've done, Sean, do you think?
No, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them from the one before that. The first two were crap. Do you remember how crap you used to be?
I was for about 5 of them, but I'm on number 9
That's
now.
For the 6th one, I was the bollocks.
Yeah. Oh, my first 2 Edinburgh shows, absolute dross. Total
you've got to learn
crap.
How to. It's a real thing you've got to learn how to do, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I didn't want to do the first one, and then I was sort of nudged, you know, not pushed, but nudged into doing. I was once, the show's meant to be 60 minutes. I once did a 38-minute show.
Did you?
It was so big. Just no one laughed.
Yeah.
So, because no one laughed, and I didn't know how to sort of fill the time, I did 38 minutes.
Just carried on and on
and it finished
and then on.
Left.
In
what's the worst solo show you've ever had, Joey?
What was it called?
No. What was it just. I can imagine, Joey, no offence, but I can imagine you've had some bad ones.
Well, I wouldn't say... No, because with ours...
But with your shtick...
With ours, I normally get the right people into my show. It's more like... I tell you what, the worst gig I ever did was... Oh, it's basically, I was at Leeds Festival, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And basically, they hated me, and they were booing me for ages.
Booing.
And then... afterwards, for about 3 years, this guy would tweet me like once a week and go, "You're the worst comedian I've ever seen," and I'd be like,
really?
"I'd be," and I'd just reply, "Thanks a lot," like because I would just start chatting to him in the end because it was so funny. 3 years later, he was still doing it.
So
he stopped now. I miss him.
Brilliant.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Found someone else to troll.
Maybe he saw someone. Yeah,
is someone worse.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was me tweeting too.
On that note, I think we're going to take... I don't know if we're saying farewell to you. Are we saying farewell to the boys?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Done. Yeah, we're done, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's the end.
Yeah, it's the end.
We're going to go to a song and then we'll do a good farewell.
All right.
Okay.
Your final swan song. So we'll be back in a few minutes' time. Don't go anywhere.